You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro is our market watcher, and he joins us now to take a look, David, at how the markets performed today. The JSE All Share Index finishing weaker today. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you too. it's market came down and the dollar a little stronger, commodities off the boil. I think, you know, the two main stories, you mentioned it in your introduction, is the Anglo story, and the other is on international markets, the Nvidia story. So I think that's where most of the conversation is around. But I think the Anglo story also influenced our market, particularly in values traded, because a lot of Anglo shares traded together with BHP. And this story is not over. As you say, they've left the door open for for negotiation. So I think most of the concentration of conversation was around those two. Mm-hmm. And no one's quite sure how this is going to unfold, whether BHP does walk away from the deal after next week, you know, because they either have to make a firm offer or they have to, as they say, what's it? Shut up, put up or shut up.
Or shut up.
Pay up or shut up. I don't know what it means, but
it means give us something we can work with, essentially, because they're saying that by the 29th of May, which is when we go ahead to the polls, rather, in South Africa, that they must come up with something tangible. How much room is there left? You know, where else can they go?
I don't know. I don't think, because it's so difficult to decide what to do. You know, if you were a shareholder, and remember, a lot of the, I know that the PRC is a major shareholder, but it's also a major shareholder of BHP. I'm sure it's got, some substantial holdings. And then globally as well, you know, mining, people who are interested in mining would have both. And, you know, do they want one company with a very, large exposure to copper? And very strong exposure, or do they want two companies? You know, and that's what it's going to come down to. Would they prefer those copper assets to be in BHP? Because as even Anglo's strategy is to get rid of, De Beers, to get rid of Anglo Platts, and also perhaps to sell off some other companies as they try and focus on this. So it's a discussion that I don't think there's any firm answer at the moment. So.
Yeah.
But that is occupying a lot of the trading values and volumes, and also interest on our market. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I say, Nvidia as well, because
what's the story?
That's everybody's on hold at the moment, waiting for these results, and it's strange that we should be captive to one company's results. And this company, I mean, it's taken the market by storm. It's now, I think, the third biggest company in the U.S. And they're expecting good results, but, you know, can this continue? And at what pace can this continue? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they'll meet the expectations. But I think it's also put that in, with inflation, it's put everything on hold as well. And that's why I think the dollar strengthened slightly higher on some of the Fed speak. And that took commodity markets, which kind of played through to our market. That's why we were a little down. Mm-hmm. But who knows? You know, it's a day-to-day movement. Who knows?
Small makes big. Let's take a look at CPI, recording an annual increase of 5.2% in April. In March, it was 5.3%. How does this work, right? How much of an increase is this really?
It's not. You know, I know that we're celebrating that the results are better, that it's come down slightly instead of 5.3 that we're expecting. It's 5.2. But it's still high. It's still in the high ground. Between the 3% and 6%, so it's on the, you know, and all that it does is just delay any kind of chance of a rate, you know, a reduction. I still believe we got to wait for the U.S. You know, once the U.S. starts reducing rates, then we've got a chance of rates coming down now, because it is impacting heavily on our economy. But you know, we can't ignore that inflation is high. I haven't looked at the numbers. You know, I know that the insurance, and I don't quite understand how the basket is made up. But apparently, you know, insurance was slightly down, which helped this rate come off a little. But we're still suffering from relatively high food prices, the oil price and petrol prices go from one month to another. I would expect that next month, with the rand at eight, in the low 18s and oil coming down, that we are going to see good news in that area. But still, whatever we do, it's, you know, it's still in that high, the high fives, or still a, you know, 5%, 5.5%, which is still going to keep rates. It's not going to allow the you know, the Reserve Bank governor to reduce rates.
Oh my. Okay, let's take a look at what happened overseas.
Okay. There, it, if we look at the U.S. markets, they're kind of tracking sideways, everybody waiting for NVIDIA. So there's not much news to talk about there. Okay. I can't pick up any real features. I'm just looking at some of the, you know, some of the movers there. There's nothing really. I always watch Lululemon, and I see that they've come down about 6%, and also, you know, it's a high fashion good, and it's an area of the market that's pretty fickle. But we also saw in global markets some of the luxury companies coming down, with Hermes down about 4% as well today. I still, you know, it's an area that's still battling, waiting to see what China does. Although the rest, and also the rest of the, you know, most of the, I mean, the global economy, I still like that area very much. But we did have a bit of weakness today in that, in what's the name, stocks, in luxury stocks.
Okay. Let's come back home. Because I want to talk about the Pick and Pay story. But I've been asking each market commentator the same question the whole entire week. Yeah. What is your understanding of the Pick and Pay story? Because it did well today, gaining some 4.5%.
What worries me is that they still have to raise a lot of money. I know their debt is coming down. It's still what's around about $6 billion. But where you have to raise $4 billion and your market cap is $10 billion or something, that means that there's going to be a huge dilution with this rights issue, which they have to do. The other point is that, you know, once you go to market like that, I know it's going to give them more money and it's going to be used to take down debt, but you also need continually, you know, you need money to keep the business going. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest concern, is that they're really being dragged down by high debt and also, you know, the results as well. And this is a company that needs a lot of restructuring. So I remain a bit cautious. You know, I like the plan. I know that they've got to do things, and they're also going to split up, hopefully, you know, listing Boxer. Mm. And this is a complete change of what the previous management wanted. You know, it wanted to extend Boxer. But, you know, Boxer is a high volume, a low margin, whereas Pick and Pay has always been kind of maybe lower volumes but higher margins. So I can understand what Sean Summers wants to do. But my big, you know, to sum it up, I'm still concerned about the dilution, you know, the huge dilution that the rights issue is going to have, the impact that that's going to have on the share prices, and of course also what it does mean, you know, for down the line. But it's a big number that they want.
David, thank you very much for your contribution this evening. Okay. Have a lovely one. David Shapiro, Sasfin, is with Sasfin Wealth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.